This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, the history of those candidate mini-movies at the political conventions. But first, I've never before heard the word chiasmus. But now I realize I actually have heard examples all my life. For example, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. There's also, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. A chiasmus is a sentence that inverts the order of words to make a larger point. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports on this convention of speech that's often heard in the speeches of the convention.
Dick Cheney last night.
Senator Kerry says he sees two Americas. It makes the whole thing mutual. America sees two John Kerrys.
An hour earlier, Michael Reagan.
He believed America was placed between the oceans to be a beacon of freedom for the whole world, a place where man was not beholden to government, but in fact, government was beholden to man.
And George W. Bush, September 2001.
Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
A chiasmus isn't just the province of the right. No, it is the right of all within the province.
I don't want to claim that God is on our side. As Abraham Lincoln told us, I want to pray humbly that we are on God's side.
Chiasmus is so popular in political speech because it's a type of linguistic jujitsu. It reverses an attack, or in Cheney's example, attacks a reverser. Mario Cuomo was a master of the form. This chiasmus is from his keynote address at the 1984 Democratic National Convention.
Beyond the showmanship to the reality, the hard substance of things, and we'll do it not so much with speeches that sound good as with speeches that are good and sound, not so much with speeches that will bring people to their feet as with speeches that will bring people to their senses.
Dr. Marty Grothy runs the website chiasmus.com, though at times it seems the website runs him. As a psychologist by training, he says chiasmus simultaneously engages both lobes of the brain.
We're looking to create or sense some order in the world. Now, with chiasmus, what happens is that there's a pattern that goes one direction, and then all of a sudden it comes back in the reverse direction. And so we see examples of chiasmus tantalizing people's minds for 2,000-3,000 years. I mean, the Bible is filled with examples of chiasmus. The Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
Maybe that's why two modern masters of chiasmus are reverends, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, who says in the White House, we don't need the Christian right, we need the right Christian. Maryland Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele is co-chair of the current Republican convention. He's a great fan of the oratory of Jesse Jackson. On Monday, he let loose with this.
President Bush knows that a competitive marketplace will require providing our children with a first-rate education. He knows that too many of our children are headed for the state pen instead of Penn State.
Steele says he's conscious not to fill his speech with chiistic quotes.
What you try to do is you try to put the rhetoric in context and you don't overblow it. And that's the one thing I've tried not to do whenever I try to make a rhetorical point is not to overblow it, because you then diminish the effectiveness of it, because people go, sounded good, but there's no substance to it.
Jimmy Carter had the same philosophy. But in his farewell, Carter uttered the line that Dr. Grothy considers one of the best examples of political chiasmus. America didn't invent human rights. In a real sense, human rights invented America. Hendrik Hertzberg wrote that line.
Carter actually was often very resistant to, quote, eloquence, unquote, because he felt it was inauthentic. But maybe one of the things about this particular phrase was it might have struck a chord with his Baptist soul.
Hertzberg, now a senior editor at The New Yorker, says after 25 years, it's the human rights line that still sticks with him.
It gives you a satisfying feeling of completion, that kind of a phrase. It's like finishing a crossword puzzle.
Tonight, George W. Bush will try to deliver the speech of his life. Now you know how he could put some life in his speech. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.